we're back for hour number two of our big candidate forum here on WWGH Radio. And remember, you can be a part of this, 740-383-9944. Now, we momentarily got the word here. We will be joined via telephone by independent candidate for mayor here in Marion, Sue McGowan, and any of the other candidates who might be in their car or in their house right now, feel free to call in. Glenn Coble is here with us. Tara Dyer is here with us in studio. And we're having a great time talking about the upcoming election. And we spent a lot of time in hour number one talking about party line voting and door-to-door and how you campaign and all these sort of things. Let's talk generally about the local elections, because one thing you want to do in a candidate forum is inform. That's the point. So, what do we know about the elections coming up in Marion? Let's start at the lower tier at this point. Let's start with, well, we'll just run them down here. In the first ward, we have a Republican and a Democrat. They are, neither are incumbents, because Robert Landon has vacated that seat to run for auditor. So, what do we know about the first ward? What do we know, Glenn?
Quite frankly, I'm totally embarrassed. As I've told you many times, I'm more of a national politician type person than a local one. I don't even know where the first ward is.
Well, we'll run through the city council ones fast.
Okay.
But we'll
better.
So it's Kai Mead and that Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Kai Mead,
of course,
and
Kai.
Mike. Yeah. So, well, see, you knew.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, all
I
right.
Just didn't know where the first ward is.
I'll get the names out the best I can. But in that particular race, I think it's the only one where there's no incumbent
right.
that's up for a, how do you see it? You got a very young Kai Mead here. It's a Republican area at this point because it's Landon's seat who's leaving, a Republican. But prior to Landon, it had been 20 years with Ralph Cumston, Democrat. So who has handicap it, Glenn? Who's going to take this?
I think Kai has a good chance of being one of the Democrats that wins because Kai has been out there. He's a very nice young man, and he's a pretty smart young man, well, let's say he's a very smart young man, and I'm going to go with him this time. I know I'm a Democrat, but I really think that he has the better chance of the two, and there's been some doubts cast upon his opponent.
That's true. Tara, what is your feeling in an honest opinion? We know you are a Democrat, as Mayor Kellogg this morning was a Republican. But when it comes to the first ward, what do you see happening in an honest opinion?
I think it's Kai Mead. I like Kai's commitment. Kai declared before the Republicans put someone in, so he's been out there longer. Remember on the show that I was on previously, the constituents in there in that particular ward liked the fact that he came, knocked on the doors, like we said, is a very good formula. He is studying at The Ohio State University. That's always a plus, you know, and political science is his shtick. So yeah. I like Kai Mead.
It's interesting because the gentleman who called in that morning called in yesterday morning mm-hmm. and had went to the League of Women Voters. Mm-hmm. And when Kai's opponent did not show up, that cemented.
Oh,
he
really?
Said that he was voting for Kai.
Oh, wow.
And this was, remember, a Republican
right.
who had called in,
right,
tended to vote Republican. So maybe it does pay to show up at these events.
Yeah.
Well, and Kai has been very active in the Democratic Club
true.
In town for I don't know, 2 years, maybe three.
Yeah, he was the president of
yeah.
the Democratic Club, at one particular point, and I've seen him do a lot of volunteer and be proactive as far as the Democratic organization here is concerned. He says he and his fiance are committed to not only staying in that particular ward, but also he might have aspirations to do bigger things.
I have no doubt he has aspirations.
Yeah, so I like
might
Kai.
Be a safe bet.
I like
might
Kai.
Be a safe bet.
And then also there was also another we did a we meaning like this particular invite. A lot of people were at the landlord's thing, and he wasn't there either, his opponent.
Mm.
And here we go. I believe we are joined via telephone live here on our candidates forum by the independent candidate for mayor here in Marion, Sue McGowan. Sue, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing, Scott?
Oh.
And how are you doing, Marion?
Well, hey, we're doing great. Glenn Coble's with us. Tara Dyer here, a part of this candidates forum tonight.
Hi, Tara.
Hi.
Hi, Sue.
What's up? Hi,
yes.
Glenn.
Yep, we're so glad you're able to participate, Sue. And the first question we want to know, less than 2 weeks away from the election, how is the independent candidate for mayor doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, except for I keep repairing things on this Jeep of mine. So, hey, it's a lifelong project. If you own a Jeep, you just don't get rid of it. You just keep fixing it. It'll almost be rebuilt here soon, so...
I've seen some of your signs out. And also I want to apologize to you publicly. You had asked me if you could come on my show, and unfortunately, the other two candidates for mayor had not contacted me back, and I just felt if I had you on twice and the other two weren't on at all, I was going to get some grief from that. So, but you were on my show and did a very nice job about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Well, hey, you know what, Glenn? It's all good, because as a radio station, you guys have to be totally unbiased.
Try to be down the middle.
Report good news.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm just saying, I mean...
Yeah. Well,
anyway,
Sue,
we won't go there. So, well, how are you, so what kind of questions do you guys have for me?
Well, Sue, one thing we want to know, you were at the League of Women Voters debate just 48 hours ago. It was you, and I believe the first time you and Mayor Schertzer had been on stage together.
Absolutely.
What'd you make of it?
I really enjoyed it. I really wish that we would have had more time to talk about different questions.
Yeah, they always cut your time at those things because they have so many people. Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah. And, you know, they just try to do what they can to get the information out to the public.
Yep.
And that's a thing that I think we need more of, more information to get out to the public where... people can come to council meetings. People don't even know what ward they live in.
Yeah. Were you disappointed that the Republican candidate didn't show?
No.
Okay.
You know what?
That's honest.
He's got whatever he's got going on. He's trying to live a life with outside of, you know, running for mayor. Obviously, I don't know what's going on, but, you know, he didn't show up. That's just the bottom line.
Okay.
You can't make it something else, and you just got to take it for face value.
Very good.
Were you surprised that he did not show up?
No, not really. He's a nice guy. I mean, I will just give you that. I'm not a person to slam anybody, and I don't feel like I am because it was already in the Marion Star. He doesn't like to publicly speak.
Yeah.
That's just who he is.
Now, when it comes to sitting up there with the mayor and knowing that you're running against him, how did you find that juxtaposition? How did you find that situation, being there with the mayor side by side? And what did you agree on and what did you not agree on for people who did not attend that or get to hear that debate?
What do you mean, people that didn't...
Maybe people who didn't go to it on Tuesday night or did not hear it on the radio when it was broadcast. Did you and the mayor agree on anything, disagree on anything? What was the tenor of the conversation?
Oh, okay. Well, you know, he says that we have a lot of jobs that are available out there and how it's 50 years, the unemployment rate has been so low. And, you know, it's been the lowest in 50 years. It is today. And I told him, we have to heal our workforce. Here's a, I don't have them right in front of me, but I can, 50%, it's like 46% of Marion can't pass a drug test or has a felony.
Wow.
Yeah, it's shocking. And then we wonder why we are now, when we're so focused on getting business and money, we forgot about our people. We don't have mental health centers. You know, if a child has mental health issues, they send them all the way to Columbus. because we don't have any place to house them here. It's, you know, we need to get, it's 2020, people. Come on. You know, we need to uplift our community and take care of the problems that we have. If we get people off drugs and get people feeling better about themselves and not trying to kill themselves, or, you know, we can have a attractable workforce. Business will want to come here. We have the intersection to the rails, and that's what I said the other night. You know, we're right here up in a central location in Ohio to supply, you know, quite a bit of area. And we are amazing, smart people. But we just need some mental health issues taken care of and get people back on their feet.
Sue, what are the challenges that face an independent candidate for the highest office in Marion?
For me personally, or just a regular independent candidate?
What have you found in personally?
Well, it was a challenge to get on the ballot.
Yes, it was. I remember that.
And I brought that up at the place. They asked me, I forget the question they asked me. They asked me what were the challenges. What did I fight for my community? I said, well, I'm on the ballot, aren't I? I had to fight to be on the ballot.
That is true. And since we have spoken, for people who don't remember, what had happened is that in a 10-type fashion, there's more to it than this, but maybe for listeners who don't know, what had happened was in Ohio, I guess the rule is that if you vote in a primary for a party, that makes you a member of that party. But you have until only a certain time to report that as being a wrong thing. And Sue...
To lodge a complaint.
And Sue had voted in the May primary for Tara, the Democrat, and that...
Because I felt she was the best person for the job.
Right. And they said that made you a Democrat, and you couldn't run as an independent, and the challenge went to the Secretary of State, but it was blown out in the end, and you were left on the ballot. But what did you make of that, Sue?
Well, I was left on the ballot because they didn't give me due process. They tried to kick me off the ballot and waive Ray Grogan's advice to let me have a hearing. And then the state said, we're not going to do anything about it at all.
It's actually kind of you wonder if they were trying to suppress your vote.
I have no idea. I still haven't figured that one out. Probably because they know I'm a lifelong resident of Marion. I'll probably be here cradle to the grave. I'm well established in the community. I've helped people. I've fixed people's plumbing when it was freezing and their water was out. And, you know, you just have to reach out and be there for people and live as an example and not be such a negative person out running around the world and just bashing everybody. You have to give. I grew up really thick Catholic background, went to Catholic school. My parents were born in 1920, so I grew up with older values. I believe in fixing things instead of tearing them down. I live a little bit older style of life than some people. And it enriches me.
Sue, I have two pertinent questions here for you, and then I want to get involved here with Tara and Glenn, and Sean Kraft has also joined us here in studio. Two questions I have. You live in the fifth ward. That is Tara's ward that she's running in, Leslie Cunningham, the current council person there. You live in that ward. How do you see that going in less than 2 weeks?
The ward itself?
Yeah, how do you think that's going to turn out?
Oh, you know, I really don't even know.
Now, there's an honest answer.
I have not an idea because You know, I have not an idea about my own race. All I know is that me and Tara have been out. We're knocking on doors. You know, I'm going to gas stations. I'm at Walmart. I'm introducing myself to people. I'm keeping it out there, answering questions. And that's what representatives of the city should do.
That's an honest.
Be out there and talk to people and let people know information that's going on.
That's an honest.
Answer questions.
It's an honest answer, Sue. We appreciate that. And we're going to bring in Glenn and Tara here in 1 second, and Sean. But the one question I do want to ask you, because I think it's the question on every.
I'm sorry if I didn't answer one of your questions, like got sidetracked.
No. That was good answer. Good answer. The other question I had was, and I think it's the question on everybody's mind, I do not remember the last time we had an independent candidate for mayor, or if we've ever had an independent candidate for mayor. People consider that a long shot because you're not a member of a party, don't have party backing. At this point, less than 14 days away, are you confident that you can become mayor of Marion, or do you see this... Absolutely.
Absolutely.
What gives you that confidence?
I have built in the last, since my mother passed away in May, when I started this race, along the way, I've built an absolutely amazing, unbeatable team.
So
behind
you,
me.
So
to
on.
Take care of issues, yes.
So,
I feel really confident with the people I have behind me. And when we step into office, it's only going to get better. We're going to start applying things and attention where it's supposed to go.
You know, Sue, there has been the question, and this is just the follow-up to that, and then we are going to bring Glenn and Tara and Sean in here. The follow-up to this is the experience issue, because there's a lot of question about do you need experience to be in the top spot of a city like Marion that has over 35,000 people in it? Do you think that the position to first run for should be mayor, or do you think you need experience in government, city council, or something of that nature before you run for the top office? Because I think that's one of the knocks I've heard against your campaign.
Well, for me, I've been to city council. I've sat and watched city council. I've watched what city council does. And this, you know, I've went over reports, auditor reports. I've really researched into, you know, I applied for this job because out of a desperation that we have to do something. We have children dying, you know, and I'm an intelligent human being. God has put me into jobs that would utilize my talents as a mayor. The roads, for one, the state. I've been trained by the state of Ohio. I know what the disease of addiction is, and it really is a mental health. It's an inadequacy.
Sue, I appreciate the answers, and we're going to bring Glenn and Tara and Sean in here. Glenn, we'll start with you. A question for Sue.
Well, I'm interested in her answer. I do think that it's kind of problematic if people are saying are concerned about experience, but I absolutely agree with her. I was told you can't run for Ohio representative. I wanted to run for Jim Jordan a long time ago, and I was told you can't do that. Well, I wish I had had the gumption that Sue has. I would have run about 12 years ago had I had that type of guts. But I appreciate Sue. I appreciate your desire to change what you find is wrong, and that's you know that's important that we all do that sort of thing. We have to stand up and be counted.
And, you know, our current mayor, yes, he had some city council time. He was a teacher, and that's an important job. I'm not going to say that it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But I have worked everything from cleaning toilets at my first job at the Parks and Recreation Department. I've worked out in the public 25 years as a bartender. I've worked in factories where auto industries. I know what job skills are. I've worked for excavating companies. I've worked for ODOT. And I've really reached out, and that's just I mean, I've done healthcare for the last 12 years, and I dedicated my life to my mom to make sure that her very final days were the best they could be. And I have that dedication. But, you know, you have to, he's been a teacher, and he was on city council. I get it. I get how it works. So, I don't know. Either make me mayor because I have an amazing heart and care about the people and want to seek not just myself. I'm as intelligent as my team. I'm connected with law enforcement coast to coast, drug treatment facilities, so we can get on this ball as soon as I can. As soon as I can get in there and work on the roads, EMS, and you know, transportation and housing, and work on all these problems. We've got homeless people on the street with kids starving. That's an issue. We have to get it going and do something now, because people's lives are affected by the choices that the mayor makes. And I don't think the mayor's been making good choices. I think he's worried about business and money and grants, and we need to worry about the people. And the people choose the mayor.
That is true. The people will vote coming up November the 5th. Tara, what's your feeling at this particular point?
Well, my feeling is she has the right. It's democracy.
That's right,
know?
Yeah.
And it would be a boring race if the mayor was uncontested. And I think all the other, and not just Mayor Schertzer, but Kevin Norris, you know, they need to look at some of the issues that are being raised, and do they have an answer for it? And the other important thing is politicians and people running for office say a lot of things to get elected. They say a lot of things. They make a lot of promises. Mm-hmm. So whomever is elected, we got to hold them, you know, hold their feet to the fire and make sure they
if
remember.
I'm not a politician.
yeah, you are. By virtue, you're running for an office. You are a politician.
Well,
and like Donald Trump said, he's going to build a wall. We're still waiting on it. So people cannot make promises that they cannot keep. So, but Sue's,
you know,
right.
Life's a progression, so.
Sue's right, you know. She said it's up to the people. And that's what makes
right.
democracy work. So we just got to remember, you know. And somebody else said that they weren't a politician the other night. I think it was Feliciano. But we are, by virtue of us running for offices, we are politicians. So what do you mean by that, you're not a politician?
Well, I mean by that is that poly is many, and tit, politic, is bloodsuckers, and I'm not a many bloodsuckers, so I'll never be a politician.
you know, though, it's tough to jump in.
Tara's smiling because she's a teacher.
It's like she deciphered that word.
Pick the
I'm
part.
Very intelligent. I've been to school. I started to start.
Nobody,
to,
you know, I'm
medical school.
I'm not doubting that.
It became too much to take care of my mom and go to medical school, because
yeah.
that's a whole 100% thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it scares me, though, because that's what Donald Trump says. I'm smarter than anybody. And
I'm not smarter than anybody.
No, he says I'm very smart. I know more than the generals.
I have the best brain.
I have the best brain. I'm this and I'm that. But no, I get it,
yeah.
you know. But I think when you talk about poly, meaning many, we do have a multifaceted way in which we have to engage in the government, and
right.
that's what I look at. I look at how multifactored the head person in the city needs to be, and the multifactored
and
also in
that's exactly
multitasking.
What I am. I'm trying to, you know, I will have in people for each team to address each issue, and we will take it on head on with my safety director and my service director, my chief of police, my fire chief, my city garage manager, Scott Kurz, and we will smash it out. And then we will reach out to the community and have mm-hmm. the community's voice input
yeah.
and make decisions, collective decisions. You can never go wrong.
Law directors are
not just one person dominating where I'm having lunch this week.
Yeah, law director is elected. You know, so we gotta look at
those. Oh, the law director. Did I say law director? Because I meant safety director and service director.
Okay.
Yeah, no. So, the law director is Mark Russell. He's a nice guy.
So, Sue, and correct me if I'm wrong here, are you saying that the current people in these positions would be gone, or you're going to work with the current people in these positions?
You know, I would like to work with these people. And if they don't feel like that they want to continue the position, mm-hmm. I already have people ready to step up to do the job. Mm-hmm. And I will interview more people to make sure that these people that I have selected at this time are going to be the right people. Because I want to reach out and get more people to talk to about and make the right decision of who I'm going to put in those positions if the people that are currently in there are not going to work out.
Sean Kraft is with us here, and Sue, he was in here when you were in here back right after you announced your candidacy, I believe, back in April or May. Sean, you're talking to Sue McGowan here, independent candidate for mayor. What do you think as we're less than 14 days away from the election?
Hello, Sue. Yeah, Hi, Sean. It's a tough job to be a mayor, I'm sure, and we definitely have a lot of problems in Marion, in my opinion. I think we need to have a lot of changes and a lot of... I don't know what, I haven't really followed the, her suspect. What is she planning on doing to make changes?
Oh, you couldn't hear, I'm sorry. He couldn't hear you, Sue, because I had on the headphones.
Well, I think I'll relay it here.
Okay.
Yeah, Sue, no, just stay with us here, Sue. She's going to address the drug problem in Marion, I believe is a big one.
And the EMS and the safety issues that we have of not getting medical attention to certain parts of the town. We've discussed, me and my team have discussed with a city council member of this ward that we're going to check into seeing about a drone to like the northwest corner of Marion where the trains block it off.
Okay. So,
see about researching a drone to go in and assess the area and what the extent of the emergency is to, you know, address the situation of emergency situations in the far northwest end of Marion.
Okay.
Like Lee Street and
so you're trying.
Also, we need to address the road issue, which we have severe drainage problems. Like David Street is a mess, and we also need a recreation department, which at one time they thought about using the old freshman building. And now, since Marmette has moved out to the new sheriff's department, that would be an amazing place to start a recreation center where the kids can be safe, nobody bullying them, in a safe environment where they don't have to be around kids pushing drugs on them or getting exposed to discarded needles on the ground.
Okay. So,
you know, we have a lot of issues besides that. That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Right, but what is your goal? I mean, where's the money going to come from? I mean, what is your goal to raise the money?
Right now, a lot of stuff. First of all, we need to appropriate funds.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go over every department, find out what is necessary and what's not necessary. You know, what's essential and what's not, and see where we can save a little money and do every single department. And then go and apply for grants, do community projects. There's a ton of resources. Right now, the mayor is talking about getting a grant for this and grant for that and a grant for this. But currently, you know, the city's kind of running on grant money from this person and that person. We have a $56 million budget, and there was an article released that, you know, is not too appealing. The state has came in and checked over our auditor's office And, you know, there's been some problems and issues in that area, and I don't want to really say anything more because there are reports out and there's investigations, and I don't want to mess that up. So, But they
can go to your Facebook page, right? Did you reference that on your Facebook page?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So I would suggest that if they wanted more information on that, they can go to the Facebook page and read the report.
Absolutely.
My question
is on there. Everything's on there. The rating, and I hate to say this because, you know, teachers are amazing people. Tara, you are dedicated. You were retired, dedicated teacher. You guys are amazing. Our city schools are failing. Why are they failing? Right now, I don't know if you guys know, if Tara knows, there's about 50 kids at Harding that their parents are all on drugs. And if one kid needs food or clean clothes or whatever they need, they get together and they take care of each other.
Well, that's not a city government kind of a thing.
No, that is it's a secret thing. That's a secret society, girl.
I know, but that's not.
I think Tara, we might have lost Sue. Maybe Sue will join us. Sue, if you're out there, but Tara, we can certainly hear the answer.
Because you know I was in education for 35 years, you know, and that wouldn't fall on the purview of the mayor, you know, that would fall on the purview of the city schools. And let me tell you, number one, IRUSI is working really, really diligently to talk about that food vacuum that exists for kids. I just had a meeting with Winnie Brewer yesterday, who talked about all of the ways in which they try to make sure that kids, we get free lunch in the city schools, free breakfast, snacks, those kind of things. And Winnie is currently working on a program where she, I don't know if I should say this, but I'm going to say it anyways, but Winnie is trying to work with Whirlpool to get commercial washers so that at Harding, so that the kids can have their clothes washed. And, you know, there already are showers and things there. So there are a lot of things that are the city's. That's not the mayor, but the city schools are not, you know, for us as a, what were the positions, that's not the mayor's job. It's not city council.
School board, right?
And we should mention, Sue, we didn't cut Sue off.
No.
Something, I don't want that falling back.
I hope it wasn't that
cheap.
No,
I don't know what happened. I don't know if the batteries went dead or what happened. But Sue, if you're out there, call back in. But we are down to the last 15 minutes here. Now, what we do is we want to run through these races real quick.
Can I say something?
Yes, go ahead. Oh, I do want to let people know the phone lines are open now. 740-383-9944, live program. Go ahead, Sean.
Well, my question to the Sue, and I hope she calls back in. I didn't get my question in. My question is, if it's so easy to do all these things that she was saying, I mean, our current mayor has been in office for a while now. You think if the resources was there, or if it's easy to do, you think he would do that?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody running for mayor or any other office wants to do harm to Marion.
No.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I just think they all have different ideas.
That's right.
Right. Yeah.
So and that's what I said. Well, maybe you'll get to ask Sue about this. It might be coming here.
I hope it wasn't her Jeep.
Sue, are you okay?
No, I'm okay. I don't know what happened. What? It got all sad again. You hung up?
Oh, no, no,
no, no.
Sean, no, no, no. Sean had a question for you that he wanted to get in, and he just said it. Say it again real quick to Sue.
Oh, Sue, if it's so easy, I mean, I guess my question is, you know, our current mayor right now, I mean, I understand everybody has different ideas, and you know, but I guess if it's so easy to get all those resources and get all those things that you're planning on doing to help the community, I would think the current mayor probably would did some of that by now if it's so easy.
Our current mayor does not care. He does not care. He's complacent. He doesn't care about the lower class people. He doesn't.
Well, Sue, yeah, this is Scott again, and I said this just before you called back in. Honestly, I really do feel, and I don't have a dog in this race. I don't live in the city. I don't believe anybody running for office wants to see Marion in a bad way. I just think there are different ideas about how...
I think it's complacency. I think getting comfortable in your job and just, you know, not seeing it through the eyes of the citizen. If you drive from your work to your home every day and it's a perfect road, you don't think the rest of the world exists.
I would say this, Sue. We had Mayor Kellogg on this morning, and Mayor Kellogg was mayor for 16 years. And what I would say, and a Republican mayor, I would say that I don't think Mayor Kellogg and I don't think Mayor Schertzer would devote this much of their life to these jobs, which are full-time, 18-hour-a-day jobs, and
sometimes more than that
absolutely, if they didn't care and were complacent of either of those men. I would really have to go back and find a mayor in Marion history that
Well, it's a little hard to compare Mr. Schertzer to Mr. Kellogg. I used to run off of him. He was my landlord. He was a very, very nice guy and a great mayor.
Mayor Kellogg, you rented off of?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. But I guess what I'm saying is I'm sure there are people who voted for Mayor Kellogg and people who didn't, people who have voted for Mayor Schertzer and people who won't. I just don't know that I can't say that any of these people don't care. Now, if you want to vote for them, that's everybody's individual choice.
That's right.
But I don't think that they don't care, because that's a heavy job.
That is a heavy thing, but you have to see where we're coming from as citizens. They raise our taxes. You know, we're already a struggling community. We don't have a lot of the things that other communities that our size have. If you read the auditor report on my page, it will explain everything.
Well, I would only say this, and this is just to the voters, as an honest thing, and this will tell you, because we spent a whole time, an hour here before you were able to get with us, Sue, talking about partisanness and Marion and Republican and Democrat, and that's the way people vote. Mayor Kellogg, who was mayor for 16 years as a Republican, opposed the Aquatic Center, and Mayor Schertzer, who has been mayor for 12 years, going for 16, opposed the Aquatic Center. These are two men from different parties at different times who believed in the same thing, and I don't think anybody's going to find an issue in Marion that has cost the city more money than the Aquatic Center in the last 30 years. And continues to do it, and will for 15.
The people deserve it. The people pay $8 to get in there. The people support it. There's always a big line out there. It's always busy. So it's not something that is just there like a park bench. It actually produces money back.
Yeah, but sometimes the weather is a factor too. Because for the last three summers in a row, we've had crazy rainy summers. And do they close it down? And then one time, remember, there was some type of problem with the pool.
Well, the point is, other cities have it, that kind of stuff, that are a comparable size.
Yeah, you know, that's true. I did a study on that one.
So, we don't have a splash park, and every town has a splash park.
Right, but
I would like to see us do a community project and do a splash park out at Sawyer Ludwig Park. Do a community donated. Do it like at the hospital where they put your name on the brick, and you become a part of that community center, or the people that are raising their grandkids can take them out to play. Don't have to worry about them drowning. The handicapped can just roll right out there. They can enjoy it too. The elderly people can sit on the benches, because there's part of the weather, the time of the year, that we're not acclimated to.
Sue, I correct me if I'm wrong here, but I don't believe the Aquatic Center, because of the loan that was taken out to pay for it, has ever operated at a profit. And I think
he gets grants for everything else. Why didn't he get a grant for a aquatic center?
I don't think that would be something that the state of Ohio would offer. Now, if there is one, but he tried to stop it from coming, I think, because that was a fiscal. And all I'm saying is, Mayor Kellogg believed the same thing.
There was a city pool there before.
And Mayor Kellogg said this morning on this show that it never operated at a profit either.
I did a survey when I was I worked for the Messenger, which was the Athens, Ohio newspaper, and I did a survey and I did a story because they were putting in a park like we have down in Nelsonville. And they did, when they finished the survey, they found out of all the dozens of water parks that were around the state of Ohio, only one made money. And so they aren't in there to make money. They're there, like
to
Sue says, for the kids.
The
yeah.
He was looking out for the city by getting an aquatic center. And that's all good. But
I think
else?
They should have put a dome on it over it.
Well, yeah,
year
been,
round.
We have, yeah,
then we'll have the NFL there.
We could have a recreation. We don't have a recreation department. That is sad. That hurt my
that
heart
is sad.
When, I,
that is...
when I found that out. Because if you don't care about the children, what
yeah.
are you going to care about?
The children are the future of Marion.
Absolutely.
They are the future. And if they're walking around with these iPads in their face all the time, and it's information, but we don't control that information come up. And so, there's nothing in the world like imagination. Playing on those swings. We only have there's two handicap swings over at the park by the hospital at McKinley Park.
Yeah, they're getting ready they're getting ready to change a lot of that too because it's not safe over there.
Oh.
It's not code.
It's getting splinters.
Right,
the wood.
They're trying to change that.
Right, but that needs to be implemented in all the parks. They need to have it for handicapped people work because handicapped people can't get very far. And with that, we need to address our transportation system. It doesn't run past 4:00 every day, and it doesn't run on the weekends.
That's because we can't find people to man it. We can't find people to
take
those jobs.
So you can't get to work. I mean, it's one issue to the next, to the next, to the next.
We're going to have to get Elizabeth Warren in here to make a plan up because this sounds like it's going to cost a lot of money.
We lost Sue again, but we appreciate Sue for joining us, but we are down to the last 8 minutes, and there are some housekeeping things we need to do here on this candidate show. So we thank Sue for calling in.
Yeah, thanks, Sue.
As always, feel free to call in anytime. We do programming all the time.
Sorry we lost you, though.
Yeah.
You blew up that Jeep.
But she didn't endorse me, so it was time for us to
quit on her. Here we go. We'll do this in a 10
times. It's like the firefighter. She didn't endorse me either.
Well, and hopefully there is some of this in politics. I think we have lost our sense of humor a little bit, and we need a little more of it. Whatever you thought of Ronald Reagan or whatever you thought of Bill Clinton or any of these people, they had senses of humor about themselves and about other people. So, that being said, Sean, before you got here, we were covering the First Ward. You live in the First Ward.
Yes.
How do you see that going in November?
Well, it's going to be interesting, I think. Definitely.
Has Kai Mee knocked on your door?
I have not seen him on my door. Matter of fact, the only thing I see on my door, I don't know if it's because of the hours that I work or whatever, but only I see brochures. I have not seen Scott or Kevin or nobody knocking on my door. Okay. I saw like a little brochure on my little...
A lid drop.
Yeah, they just dropped thing. Yeah.
We're just kind of quick here. I don't want to run out of time. So on the First Ward, Glenn said Kai. Tara said Kai. What do you feel is going to... It's just predictions.
Have you early voted?
I have not.
Okay.
So this is a up to outvote. Yeah. What do you think, Sean? Just a prediction.
I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to go with Kai.
Kai, okay.
Yeah.
In the First Ward. Yeah. Second Ward right now is not voting. Ayers is there, and that's the way that will stay. Mm-hmm. The Third Ward is... who's in the Third Ward? That's awful. If I had this written down, if I was a real radio host. the third...
Schauber, Lido.
I thought he was the fourth. Are they the third?
Fourth is Debbie Blevins
you're right.
Feliciano.
Yes. There we go. Thank you, Tara.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yes, we have Schauber and who's the
Kevin
incumbent,
Lytle.
And Lytle, the Democrat. Glenn, just quickly on this, because I want to spend a little more time on the mayor and the auditor.
Well, I will say Schauber just because I know that he's been out in our doing active campaigning.
Tara, just a prediction, Schauber, Lytle.
I'm going to go with Lytle, only because Lytle, I've seen him out, and I like he has a plan for something, and I'd like that.
Sean, Schauber or Lytle?
I don't even know either one of them.
The incumbent is Schauber.
Schauber, the Republican, Lytle, okay. The Democrat.
I'll just say Lido.
Lido. Okay. Yeah. We'll see what happens there. In the fourth, we have Debbie Blebbins, the incumbent Democrat, and Feliciano, the Republican. Glenn?
I have no choice. I'm going to vote for Debbie because she voted for me.
And you're in the fourth.
No, I'm in the sixth.
You're in the sixth. So you can't vote for Debbie.
I can't vote for her,
you
but
can't
I
vote
would.
For Debbie. But the predictions for Debbie. Tara, how do you see it?
Debbie Blevins all the way.
Debbie Blevins, Sean Blevins.
I'm going to go with you guys.
Going to stay there.
Yeah.
Well, now this gets particular here in the fifth ward because we see. I want to see where the predictions come on this one, and I do want to say, Leslie, if you're listening, I had a nice conversation with Leslie the other day. Leslie is a very nice person, so this is. And Leslie, you're welcome anytime on this station. Okay, Glenn, Leslie, or Tara.
Well, if Tara wasn't grabbing my arm, no, I've always loved Tara, so I would vote for her hands down.
Sean, Leslie, or Tara?
Tara.
Okay, Tara. In all honesty, Tara, how confident do you feel as the non-incumbent?
I was confident for the commissioner's race, but I'm doing all the things that I feel will get me out there to let people know what my message is, and I feel like I have a definitive plan for what's happening in the fifth. So
the sixth ward is very interesting. We have two non-incumbents here as well. We have Billy Mayberry, the Republican, and we have an independent, another independent, Kathy Swanger. What do you see, Glenn? And you're in the sixth.
Yes,
you're voting this one.
Yes, and Mayberry has more signs out. Let's put it that way. And so I'm going to give him the edge just because of that, but that doesn't mean much, as we talked about earlier.
Tara, it's interesting because I don't think we've ever had an independent anything in Marion, so will that hurt Kathy Swanger in the long run?
I pray not, because Kathy is a phenomenal individual who has great ideas. She was really, really prepared at the League of Women Voters Candidates Night. She had great answers, and I believe that the people see that. And I would say Kathy Swanger, the independent candidate.
Sean, Swanger or Billy Mayberry? It was a Republican ward, and Billy is a Republican.
Right.
Very Republican, yeah.
Since Tara had that nice little speech, I'm going to have to go with her.
You're going to have to go with Swanger.
Well, now, she convinced me, I'm going to vote for her.
You're giving up Billy. Okay, now this gets right down to brass tacks here, because now we're talking about the citywide offices. And this is offices that anybody who lives in the city will vote in if they're registered. And that's an auditor. And we have a long-term auditor here, Kelly Carr, the Democrat, who's been in there for a long time. And we have a sitting councilman, the first ward councilman, Robert Landon. It's a very interesting race. And again, we know where party allegiance lies with this panel at this particular point. But in all honesty, how do you see prediction in that race?
I personally think that Kelly's going to win it. Kelly has good name recognition. Now, so does her opponent. But she's been there a long time in that office, and an incumbent also has a pretty strong start.
Sean, what do you think? It's Kelly Carr, the Democrat, and Robert Landon, your councilman right now, running against her, the Republican.
Well, I'm going to have to go with Robin Landon on that one.
So you think there will be a flip-flop there?
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah. Now, Tara, in the honesty of it, what do you feel?
I'm going to have to pick her up off the floor. That was
a gasp for there. Why?
Why?
Yeah. I just wondered.
I think we need a change in the auditor.
And why do you think we need a change?
Well, my taxes went up.
That's not her fault, is it?
Everybody's taxes go up.
So Tara,
I'm like, I'm like beating on him. It's like, why you been? Look,
yeah,
I like experience, and I like Kelly. I like her experience. I've seen her at city council meetings, and you know she gets beat up a lot. By things that are not her fault, you know, and I just like experience, especially when they're dealing with my money.
Yeah,
and I think Kelly brings that, and she's got a lot of awards to prove it. And I haven't read completely what Sue's talking about on, because it's really, really long, and I wanted to print it out and actually read it and dissect it. But my money's on Kelly.
I do want to say, and again, I think I'm the only one who doesn't live in the city here, and this is just...
it's going to be interesting.
It's going to be interesting. That's what I always say to get out of it. That's a very interesting question. But now, what I will say about that one, if I was handicapping it as a sports person, that particular race, I will say this. Robert Landon has worked hard to obtain this office, and I think saying that he hasn't is not true. And I do believe that it's possible for him to win. It wouldn't shock me if he won. Let me put it that way.
Well, look, I'll buy that. He didn't show up. He's not here tonight. He wasn't at the League of Women Voters. You know, why is he? Why are we pleading his case? Why are
Kelly could win. I mean, I'm not denying
that. Yeah, but I'm just saying. How do we know even what his... We don't know because he's not showing up. He's not hashtag present, you know? So we can't question him. You see a lot of signs where, you know, they're all together, all the Republicans, but they didn't all come together the other night so that we could actually understand what put him and Kelly head to head so that they could, so Kelly could convince you, you know, that she was a better candidate. So if we don't know, if they're not here right now.
That's one of the things I'd like to see the League of Women Voters do. Allow opponents of people who don't show up to go ahead and make their speech.
Right. And here we go. Here's the one, the big one. This is the one that only comes around every 4 years, and this is the chief executive of the city. And it's interesting because it's got the most people running. We have the current mayor, Scott Schertzer. We have the independent, Sue McGowan, who just joined us for 40 minutes. And we have the Republican, Kevin Norris, current at-large councilperson. Now, if people are wondering why we didn't mention the at-large seats, those three people are already locked in. It's going to remain Josh Daniels, Becky Gustin, and because Kevin Norris has vacated that seat to run for mayor, he will be replaced by
Mike Neff.
That's right. So that's the way that's going to be. But vote anyway. They appreciate your vote to see who obtains the most votes. Now, mayor, Schertzer, Norris, McGowan.
Well, I'm
in honesty.
Yeah, in honesty, and you and I have had this discussion a dozen times, absolutely. And we're going to argue again.
Here we go.
I think Scott will win on name recognition. I think Scott will win because he's done a decent job for three terms.
If he does, he'll break the Republican tsunami, as we called it. That's been going on for 3 years,
and that does scare me.
Okay, so that's a point. Sean, what do you think? It's Mayor Schertzer, it's Sue McGowan, and it's Kevin Norris.
You know, it's all going to be interesting when it comes down to the...
Well, that's my line.
That's Scott's line.
Yeah. Well, what will I say?
It's not going to be a blowout like it has been over the years with us, Scott.
It will be the closest mayoral election we've had under Schertzer's term.
And I'm going to tell them they're all working hard. And they're all, trying. But, I'm going to have to go what Glenn said. You know, Scott's been in that office for a long time. And he's well-known. And he has a lot. I mean, he was a school teacher for many, many years as well. So he's well-known. But the other guys,
I will say this.
It's going to be interesting.
I will say this before we bring Terry in on this one. And I said it earlier on, I think, and if not, I've said it to Glenn every day.
Here is
if you're a voter, here's what I believe in this mayoral race. Mayoral. I did it again.
There you go.
Yeah. Mayor Schertzer has been mayor, and he has everything everybody said. Name recognition. He's a good man. I like the mayor. That's what it is. But I also do believe there's never been an independent candidate in this mayoral race. I do believe that Sue will take more Democratic votes than Republican. People are going to vote for Sue. I don't think enough to win, but enough. And Kevin Norris is not an untested commodity. He has had a grocery store in this community. He has been an at-large councilman. People do know who he is. And if you just say that Norris and Schertzer are going to get about the same number of votes, if Sue takes more from Schertzer, that makes Norris the mayor. I don't vote in this race. I won't cast a ballot. But it would not shock me if the current mayor didn't win. Now, if Sue wasn't there, I might feel different.
And that would continue the trend.
Yes.
Can we go down to like a recount? Because I think it might go down even to a recount.
It could be very close. Yeah. And also, remember, this is an off-year election, and there will be fewer voters. Now, we want more voters. If you can vote. But that also works into this. You know, 500 votes away from somebody could swing an election.
Right.
Look, Sue could make history. Independent woman. Have we ever had a woman mayor?
Never had a woman mayor.
So she could make history.
That's right.
I just feel, and I know Sue didn't appreciate my Mayor Schertzer sign in my yard, and you know what I you know, I know she didn't. She told me.
Oh, she told you?
Yeah, she told me she didn't appreciate it. You know, and
I like an honest politician.
Yeah, she's cool. You know, but Sue. I feel her heart, and, you know, I would never, and I said it earlier on the show, I don't denigrate women. You know, I don't. Women should be empowered, especially in this year, you know, 100 years since women's suffrage and stuff. So, but I believe Mayor Schertzer. I believe in him. I was at a minority commission meeting with him the other day, and he outlined his vision for the future. He looked at the diverse population that exists here. I see him in the churches, even in off years. You know, I see his presence. So, and like I said, Norris didn't show up, you know. So even if I had my doubts about Sue or Mayor Schertzer or whatever, he could have dispelled those doubts by showing up at the League of Women Voters. I think in the paper it said that he had to take his mom to the she had an appointment or whatever, but this has been on the calendar for a long time, and appointments can be rescheduled. So
Sean, you wanted to come in quickly?
Yeah, I was going to. She already filled in that gap because I talked to Kevin last night on Facebook. Mm-hmm. He was telling me that the reason why, yeah.
Yeah, but you can reschedule those. Yeah. You know, I mean, the League of Women Voters have had this on their calendar forever, you know. And you know that's one, to me, that's your obligation as a politician. Yeah. You know?
I would like to say.
That's my opinion, Sean.
Yeah. Well, it's, and opinions are always welcome here. This is the opinion station.
Yeah
that's
absolutely.
Certainly that. And what we'd like to say as we wrap this program up tonight, we certainly thank Tara for showing up and participating.
Early voting.
We thank, and the numbers on early voting are tremendous. People
that's
are
good.
Really doing this.
Stats, yeah.
I do want to say thank you to Sue McGowan for calling in. And I want to, and like I say, if the people didn't show up tonight, there could have been other things. But here's the thing. This is the way we need to end. Anybody who runs for office, it takes a lot of time.
Sure
it
does.
Takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of strain.
That's nice.
You don't make big money. So I want to say that anybody who's running for office this time, I admire that because it's
Thank
not
you.
Something I'm doing.
Thank you.
I'm just sitting here being interesting every day.
I mean, it takes a lot of courage to...
It does.
It does. Yeah.
Every one
and,
of them.
You know, you have to get out there and knock on people's doors, and mm-hmm. and sometimes you don't know if they have a shotgun behind the door. And
I was only thrown out of two houses.
And I do say, and this is important, vote for who you want. Vote for who you think's going to do the
study,
best job.
Yeah,
study, know yourself, and in the end, we're going to be okay.
Yeah.
These aren't bad people.
Yeah.
I think that's the best thing to say.
I think that's a good way to end.
We thank everybody for listening.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Tara, for coming. As always, your door is always open, as it is to any other candidate with 10 or so days left to go. Have a great night, everybody. All over for no reason.
Well, I have a Cleveland Indian wooden plaque that sits in that same spot ever since I moved into my house. Well, I straightened it up. I mean, it has been there for a while. But it, like this morning, while I'm